Like so many scandals these days, this one started with a Twitter message. Last May, Marvin Austin bragged in 140 characters or less about parties he was attending and some of the people he was with. Not unusual for a college student, except Austin was a star football player at North Carolina, and the people he was with were allegedly agents and former players. That got the NCAA's attention. Allegations, investigations, firings, and suspensions followed. 14 players missed at least one game. 7 were tossed out of the program for good. And now Chancellor Holden Thorpe has decided the coach needs to go, too.
Making a change of this magnitude 8 days before the start of practice is disruptive, expensive, and will be hard on our players. But it is the right decision.
Expensive is right. UNC will buy out Davis's contract for $2.7 million. That news comes a day after Thorpe and the Board of Trustees discussed more layoffs of faculty and staff and the closing of some buildings on campus to save money. Thorpe made it clear the money used to pay Davis will not come from the general fund.
We recognize that $2.7 million may be what this ends up costing us, and I've reached the conclusion that even though this is a terrible time, that the athletics program will need to pay whatever it is that we need to pay to make the separation happen.
Thorpe says the change will not likely impact whatever penalties come UNC's way from the NCAA. He said UNC had suffered serious damage to its reputation, and that ultimately led Thorpe to make the decision to fire Davis.
Athletics are an important part of this university, and a successful football program is essential to the overall health of our athletics program. That's why we have to put this behind us and move forward.
Moving forward means hiring a new coach. Thorpe said only UNC assistant coaches would be considered to become the interim head coach. The timing and search for a new permanent head coach will cut short the tenure of athletic director Dick Bedour. He said at the press conference that he will leave before his contract ends next June to give a new AD the chance to have input into the hiring of a new head coach.
Therefore, I have asked Chancellor Thorpe to begin the search for an athletic director as soon as possible. It is my responsibility to do what is in the best interest of the program, and this is my decision.
Reactions to Davis's firing have been swift and varied. Former players, writing again on Twitter, have shown support for Davis. They include last year's starting quarterback T.J. Yates, who tweeted that he was shocked at the news and said it was wrong to do it right before training camp. Thorpe was asked late in the press conference what he's learned from a year of scandals in the Carolina football program.
It's not the most important issue facing the university. Academics and research and education are the most important things facing a university. But nearly every public university, including many, many great public universities, are wrestling with the issues that we're talking about.
Thorpe then left the press conference. He and Bedour were scheduled to interview internal candidates to lead the program for at least the next year. Football practice starts a week from tomorrow. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.